Greetings, friends, and welcome to the AddedSouls.com podcast powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Wisconsin. Stefan Maillet here, as always, your audio and video servant for this episode, A Coming Kingdom. A Coming Kingdom. Luke chapter 9, verses 12 through 17. Our context here is revealed through the apostles being sent out on a journey with a mission to preach the gospel, one in which had detailed instruction they had to follow. This found, of course, in verses 1 through 11, chapter 9, Luke. They returned from their campaign and gave an account of the experience and events that took place. Now, this transitions into a teaching moment from Christ to all those around him. And so Jesus proceeds to speak about the kingdom of God, the very kingdom he was recorded proclaiming in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And he does so by giving them a visual lesson at this account. Because when the gospel is preached, you know, Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed one, the prophesied coming king, priest, prophet, and ruler, we also see that his kingdom is part of that good news, his congregation, his body, his assembly, his church. Hence, the book of Acts, we see the gospel and the kingdom preached together. Now, at this time, the apostles suggest that Jesus send the crowd away to find food and lodging, as we enter into the context and the account and our session this day, verses 12 through 17 of Luke chapter 9. Yeah. Now, the day was ending, so the text says, I am quoting verse 12, and the 12 came and said to him, send the crowd away that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside and find lodging and get something to eat, for here we are in a desolate place. Now, as mentioned, the apostles approached Jesus, suggesting that he send the crowds away in various corners and villages to find lodging, to find food. Well, curious question, would the apostles send the hungry to find food and lodging from someone else other than Christ? Apparently, this is what is running through their minds. Would they trust in outsiders, non-believers, for their nourishment and security? Apparently, at this time in their life, at this moment recorded here, they are thinking that way. Friends, what if we put that in practical sense for us today as Christians in the Messianic age? Do we send the hungry to be fed by others outside the fold when we have the source of sound doctrine in our hands? Well, would we suggest trusting the world and its non-believers for our defense and security? Well, Jesus didn't think so then. And I know, and we can know, that he doesn't think so either this very day. So, Jesus now lays the groundwork in what is to take place. His introduction to a sermon has been established, and he commands his apostles to feed the flock. It will be the same food, the same teaching, okay, yet divided among groups. And so Jesus tells his apostles, quoting now verse 13, he said, you give them to eat. See how Jesus does this? He's so wise, isn't he? He says, you, personal individual accountability as a collective group, give them, those in need of nourishment, something to eat. Physical food here, representing the word of Christ. And we know the Bible says that hearing the word of Christ is where faith comes from, Romans 10, 17. And of course, replying to that, they said to Jesus, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless perhaps we go and buy food for all these people. And so, of course, the apostles respond with lack of faith. Had they not been hearing the words of Jesus Christ in his ministry? And so they pretty much say to Jesus, well, listen, we don't have enough to give them. We don't have what it takes to nourish these people. Would you want us to go buy this nourishment from outsiders, from those found in the villages, from those who have not been following? And Jesus, of course, so wise in his ways, so authoritative, he's teaching them. He's giving them a visual sermon here. And he says to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. Jesus pretty much tells them, guys, the nourishment, the source therein, isn't coming from you. That's why you're failing this test. Look with spiritual eyes. The source of nourishment comes from me. And haven't you witnessed enough from me to know I can provide for seekers seeking to be filled like you? I love how Jesus is so wise, you know, in his ways, the way he thinks and the way he's going through this moment and teaching them. You see, they had been on a journey preaching the gospel. And Jesus, of course, is putting into their perception, into their thought, this spiritual realm, this kingdom. And he's giving them a visual moment here to educate. And so Christ proceeds to instruct the apostles to guide the crowd into a submissive position of reception, ready to receive nourishment, the word of God. Then they did so in verse 15 and had them all sit down. You see, there's importance when the Holy Spirit puts things like that in there. Sit down, all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves, Jesus that is, and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, God the Father, he blessed them and broke them and kept giving them to the disciples to set before the people. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? In this visual moment of education, we see the kingdom come alive. A picture into the near future, if you will. How near? Well, Christ says, truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not die before they see this very kingdom. That's in verse 27 of the same chapter. You see, this kingdom represents the church that belongs to Jesus Christ, Romans 16:16. One in the same, if you will, multiple congregations receiving the same united nourishment from the same source, united in doctrine, one church divided into multiple assemblies across the world. Oh, wow, isn't this awesome how this picture is being portrayed, how Jesus' sermon, this visual education is being taught to the crowd, poignantly, to his disciples, his apostles, to whom have great responsibility to take the nourishment Christ has and to deliver it to them. And so in ending this sermon, the conclusion therein, they all ate and were satisfied, and the broken pieces which they had left over were picked up, 12 baskets full. And so the sermon ends with followers fed and satisfied. Matter of fact, there's still enough food, nourishment, words to go around. That is why Christ says in verse 26 of the same chapter, whoever is ashamed of me and my words, where are his words in 2019, in 2020, in 2021, in 22, 23, and so far as the Lord allows it? Where is it? It's in the Bible. His words are in the Bible, in the Bible, in the Bible, the scriptures, thus saith the Lord. You want to know about Jesus, his gospel, and his kingdom, the church? You need to read the Bible, study the Bible, meditate, pray, listen to sound preaching. Don't have too many teachers. You'll get all mixed up out there. Stick to the Master, Jesus Christ. See how wonderful this unfolds? See how powerful and accurate this insight we have at our disposal, we can open and read and make sense of? The apostles were sent out on a mission preaching the gospel. The apostles return and give an account to Jesus. Jesus takes the moment in which transitions into the kingdom of God, a picture into the kingdom of God, the church that belongs to Jesus. Now, of course, you know, we can take this as Christians today and apply it to our faith. We can receive this information and know that we can grow in our works and our responsibilities. We can put this as priority. We see many examples in the scriptures of this kingdom, this gospel together. Jesus does a wonderful job, excellent, perfect job of teaching the good news and his kingdom. Friends, Stefan Maillet here, your audio and video servant for this episode. We are the AddedSouls.com podcast, powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Wisconsin. I want you to remain focused and positive, and we will most certainly meet again here tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless.